Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hi, Rangers of the Dork Forest. It's me, Jackie Cation, and you are listening to the Dork Forest. You can go to the websites, JackieCation.com and DorkForest.com. JackieCation.com has DorkForest.com. It has the audio links. It has the video links to my YouTube. It has all of my dates for stand-up comedy. It has all the merch. It's got Dork Forest merch and stand-up merch and all of my CDs and DVDs if you have those devices. Other things you can do, Bandcamp. There's a Bandcamp with the very old episodes. Some of them are free. And then there's a storytelling album that you can get on my Bandcamp. And I'm on Pandora and Spotify. It is 2025, and feel free to start donating to the Dork Forest. Yeah, cost me about 10 grand a year to put this up. If everybody donated $100 every year, if everybody just handed me $100 every time they saw me, or PayPal, Venmo, then I would have, I think, about 10 grand. I don't know, but I would have enough money to run this and probably buy myself lunch. And I'm a big fan of doing the show. I'll do it anyway. But if you have $100, send me $100. If you have $2, send me $2. You can do it monthly on PayPal. There's buttons all over my website. And my Venmo is just my name. No hyphen. Jackie Cation. I'm wearing a red shirt. Let's get into the show. Hey, it's Jackie Cation. I'm sitting in the dark in my mother-in-law's room, which is now a guest room again. Very sad. Wow. Started out cheerful, Jackie. Rangers, it's a good show. It's a fun one. With me, stand-up comedian, Minneapolis, one of the younger guys, one of the guys coming up. It's Ahmed Khalaf. And
hey,
Khalaf, did I do it?
Khalaf.
I did it. And it's Ahmed N. Khalaf at Instagram. And he's got a new album coming out in a month, March of 2025, called Hobbly Hoy. And I'm going to figure out how to spell that before it goes in the notes, but it'll all be in the notes. So he does the stand-up comedy. He's a Minneapolis guy, which means funny. That's what you know. It can be broken. I'm not saying it can't be broken, but for the most part, we're mostly very, very funny Minneapolis comics. So
get out of here, man. It's cold. It's brutal.
Right. It, you got to do something.
You can't keep throwing snowballs and drinking beer forever.
You got to grow up, man. You got to save up for that bass boat and that snowmobile.
Yeah, that boat's not going to buy itself. All right. All right. You got to get all the way to Wisconsin to get the squeaky curds.
Exactly. Ah, the squeaky curds. I can't wait. All right. So we're talking about a video game. Is it old? Or do they have a new one?
It's old in the way that, like, Beethoven's old. You know what I mean? Like,
pardon me. Yes.
you know what I mean? Like, okay, it's old, sure, but is it though? I mean, it's as contemporary as anything can be.
It's timeless.
It's timeless. So age doesn't really matter. It feels like it's been around since the dawn of man. Like the
It's Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts, yes.
And what are you playing it on? Are you playing it on your Atari? What do you got on there?
PlayStation 2.
PS2. Initially, that's right.
Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 were released on PlayStation 2. Kingdom Hearts 3 took a sabbatical from the gaming industry and returned as a PlayStation 4 exclusive, I think.
Okay.
It was awful. It was terrible. Disney ruined it, just like they do many dork things.
They tried. They get their too many thumbs.
Too many
thumbs in the pie.
And too many demands as well, because this was a video game, right? So it was clearer than anything. Like, for example, people really want to complain about how Star Wars was ruined, right? But it's like, these people are aliens anyway. You know what I mean? Who cares if someone's black and they're dressed up like an alien? Like, that can happen.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, when they do ruin Star Wars is when they take the skeleton crew and they make the fat kid into an elephant. That is something that makes me go, little on the nose, guys.
Little on the nose, there's always like a greedy... They nail the stereotypes. I don't even want to get into this.
Yeah, we don't have to get into the stereotypes.
But
Yeah, but they don't always break it. So it can be done well. And so how many Kingdom Hearts are there?
So Kingdom Hearts is a great, the beauty of the game is that it takes these ridiculous characters like Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck.
Right.
And it puts them in a sort of gritty, violent, compared to what Disney's normally with, it's a violent theme. It's swords, it's war, it's kingdom. Yeah.
I think there is an episode from about 15 or 16 years ago about this very game. So
it's a classic. Believe me, it runs in the veins of all nerdies.
Okay. So
anime like vibes.
Okay.
Final Fantasy like RPG mechanics.
Okay. Wow.
And they take Disney lore, like classic childhood, like Jafar is possessed by the devil, essentially. And you have to go exorcise him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so you're doing Disney stories, but with the turn of like, these people are actually evil and possessed by something. And that's why they're doing this.
Wow. Oh, holy. What is happening? Okay. So, yeah. So let me know about PS1.
PlayStation 1? No, it was PlayStation 2.
PlayStation 2 was the first one.
Was the first one that Kingdom Hearts was on. PlayStation 1 was like Ape Escape.
PS2, yeah, and PS2, my favorite, and I've said it before, probably haven't said it in 10 years, I'm going to say it right now, my favorite PS2 game was called Stretch Panic, and it was a weird, so weird.
They got him. That's why the PS2 is amazing.
Yeah, the
there
PS2,
games like that,
Japanese, yeah, it was about a little girl who, it was in black and white,
nice.
And on purpose. And so she is, her sister, I think, has been kidnapped by witches. Yeah. So it's raining. She goes into this world, this sort of chamber, and she jumps to fight these witches who are all these giant boobs. All you see is just their eyes, and they got their hair pulled back in a ponytail and giant boobs, and you're on a floating platform.
Nice.
Your job is not to knock them off of the platform, because if you do, literally their boobs flatten out and they turn into wings and they fly back up. You have to run around the back and pull their ponytails off it enough to make them go away.
Yeah, I never
Stretch,
played that one.
Panic. Nobody has. It was a nickel.
That one.
It was free.
I don't think you played that one. I think you dreamed that one.
It is a fever dream of
a
video
Scarlet
game.
Fever for sure. You had
that came out of. Yeah, that came out of Japan in the early 2000s, just on a lark. Anyway, so PS2, Kingdom Hearts, Mickey Mouse is in it, and he's fighting.
He's a gangster. King Mickey is a gangster. Never seen anything like it. It'll change the way you process these characters.
Okay, who's it?
King Mickey is essentially, he's like King Arthur. He's like a rogue. He's a rogue king running from his own state. Because they've infiltrated it. And so he has to abandon his kingdom in order to save the world. He's like regal. He's it's Mickey Mouse, but he is a king in the highest regard. He's
got the gravitas of a king.
He has gravitas. He has a regal gravitas. and
he's
loved
this
sweet.
Guy.
They don't change it at all. He's like, hello, Sora. The darkness encroaches upon us, and we must send it back. It's the same voice, but it's he's like, they've killed my family, Sora. It's nuts.
They killed Minnie?
Huh? No,
they
infiltrate the castle, and Minnie needs help.
Okay.
They bear down on Minnie. They don't kill her.
Okay. Yeah. Right. They're going to kill my family. So that's why Mickey has to throw down. He has to leave.
He has to throw down
regroup.
And he ends up Mickey Mouse. And this is a spoiler for the series.
Right.
Mickey Mouse, after two games, ends up having to close the door to the darkness from the inside. So he sacrifices. He does a Pyrrhic victory style sacrifice where he goes, get out of here. I'm going to hell and locking the door behind me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. They didn't even do that to Iron Man.
No.
They let him drop.
They let him drop. Perfect win, too. They let him drop with a perfect win. He's the only sacrifice. He was like, hey, buddy, we're going to lose, so I'm just not going to. He doesn't die either. It is clearly stated that he's in there fighting for his life for years.
He's forever.
Trapped behind. No. Kingdom Hearts 4-3 comes out.
Oh, pardon me.
It's rectified, right? But there in that span of time, he is trapped in Tartarus fighting for his life.
Wow. So he is in Tartarus. He's in...
Basically, okay. It's like the Beyond the Veil area, Hell, Tartarus, any of these.
Right. All the places.
Yeah, the dark place, essentially.
Okay, so it's Mickey. So he essentially, he abandons his own kingdom because the bad guys have infiltrated. And when
they're
infiltrating
the universe. So he has to... You go from, like, story to story. So you go from, like, Lion King, Scar is infected by the devil. And then you go elsewhere, and it's Ursula, and every villain is like actually becoming
and
like
possessed,
evil and possessed by the darkness or working with the darkness.
Oh, and so you are fighting every sort of a pile of supervillains from the Disney universe.
From the Disney universe, but now it's like demonic. Their motivations are not purely like I want to be the king or whatever. Their motivations are like, I am in league with the Illuminati, essentially.
Wow.
And I am one of the council members, and I do evil here, and we all let darkness come in and King Mickey.
Okay. So he heads out into the, essentially, out of his castle to go. Does he build a team? Or is he solo?
So here's what happens. The attacks come. The darkness encroaches, right? The only way to banish that darkness is to wield a keyblade. The keyblade, they can lock the doors to darkness. It's a giant sword that looks like a badass key. It's awesome.
Oh, that's probably how they sold it. He doesn't have a sword. He's got a key sword.
Right. It's Disney. It's a keyblade. Right?
It's a keyblade.
And so you are a keyblade wielder.
Okay.
And so King Mickey is one as well.
Okay.
And what King Mickey does is he's like, while I'm off gathering information and fighting on the front lines, I need you to find a new Keyblade wielder. So he sends Goofy, who is a stalwart guardian with a sword, or a shield, a giant shield. So he's like a defense character.
That's
and
cool.
And then he sends Donald Duck, who is a wizard. He's a sorcerer. He summons like meteors. He's insane. They're badasses. They took Disney and made it awesome.
That is amazing. And they took 1950s Disney and made it awesome.
They made it awesome. They have Pluto in there. You can summon Lilo and Stitch. It's fun.
Summon Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah, you summon Stitch and he's like a gun or something. Or Chicken Little. The genie. There's summons that you can do. I'm not really a summon character. I like to play JRPG style with magic.
Okay.
Blocking and parry mechanics.
Sure.
I'm a dork.
I like the idea that all of these characters come in and I want them to address, because, you know, when a movie's over, you're like, then what happened? Yes, it was Lilo doesn't have to go back into foster care. But what happens now? Right. Reunited with the dream team here. It's going to be
It's horror. The kid dies at one point. He dies and comes back. He's like Jesus. He comes back from the brink of death. And they watch him die. It's like Donald Duck and Goofy watch their best friend die. And you're the best friend. As a kid, you're like, I don't want to be dead.
No. because your character.
Right. Your character dies.
Because your character can die. And then, of course, you come back. But, right. So what is, do you get to create an avatar? Do you get to create, or
no,
is
no,
it?
No.
It's
the
too old.
The character is the second one. His name is Sora.
Oh, how are you spelling that?
S-O-R-A.
Okay, Sora. Okay.
Yeah, Sora.
So you are Sora. You're working with Goofy and Donald Duck.
Goofy and Donald Duck, yep.
It's and you're me, just sort of wandering, looking for another Keyblade?
We're just going from kingdom to kingdom, closing the doors to darkness. So you go to Tarzan. And the poacher character is infested. He's like starting to turn.
Right.
So he's evil.
The poacher character.
You know the poacher that wants to
kill
the
girls? Of course, there's always a poor. I don't know if you know this about Tarzan, but the rule is there's no guns in Tarzan country.
Right.
So
he had a gun.
Tarzan has a gun?
No. The other character has
Poacher. Oh, the poacher. Poacher always has a gun.
Poacher has a gun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's, yeah, Tarzan will throw a gun off a tall. Mm-hmm. I always loved Tarzan as a kid, and he was my first superhero. That's not true. I think I liked Racer X.
Racer X?
Racer X was from Speed Racer. It was his.
So Speed Racer is Racer X.
No, Speed Racer's brother was named Rex Racer. Mm-hmm. And
then he dies, I assume.
He pretends to die and he comes back
He comes back masked and cool as shit. You're like, who's this guy?
It's like, who's this hot yeah. animated character?
He's
Racer X, which by the way is Rex Racer.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of subtlety. Yeah. This is awesome. So they go to Tarzan and the poacher, you have to fight the poacher
and a heartless. The beasts are known, like the demonic entities that come through the other world, they're known as heartless, right?
Okay.
And they are attracted to heart and the light within the heart and stuff like that.
Sure.
This is the thing, is like they take Disney, right?
Yeah.
And then there was, so the way, the most interesting thing about, to me, one of the more interesting things as I get older about Kingdom Hearts is it was an elevator pitch. It was not something that happened.
Oh, you've looked into the history of...
The history of how they made Kingdom Hearts. The guy from Disney was in an elevator and the guy from Final Fantasy walked in and was like, hey man, I got something for you. And they invented one of the most famous series of all time.
That's right. It is truly, truly famous, but I did not know that the Final Fantasy guy had something to do with it.
It's a cross between, so they have Goofy and then Final Fantasy characters. It's like you and Donald Duck versus Sephiroth. That's an actual fight. It's one of the hardest in the game.
Oh, wait.
It's a secret fight.
Was because the only Final Fantasy I played was 2, and it was on my Game Boy. I used to a bit about it 30 years ago, but it was about you wake up. It's very sort of Zelda in the way that you wake up and you wander in this open sourced world that is black and white pixelated. Mm-hmm. And you got to go like in the first level, you go to these three different castles. You are given tasks. You have to go find a sword and a helmet and a shield. And put them back on each of these towns. And then you go to the tower and then you go up the tower and fight monsters as you go up the tower. And then you get to the next level. So you do that for however many levels there are. And then you have won the game and you meet what is called the Creator, which is God. And then you have to fight God and you have to kill God. And then when you have defeated God, my favorite victory screen in all the world has ever been is after you kill God, the four characters are sitting around and the victory screen is them talking to each other going, well, what do you want to do now? And,
yeah, 100%. What are we doing?
Some guy and one of the characters goes, well, what's behind him? Final Fantasy III, my friends. Mm. And that was when it became a lot more character driven and a lot more. Like a lot cooler. Like I never got into the, my husband worked at PlayStation for like a decade. And,
what years? He might've made some of my favorite games.
He worked on God of War 2 and 3.
What? Dude, I got in trouble for playing God of War. There's
Why wouldn't you? Oh,
there's a sex scene. you get to do button mashing. You have sex with Aphrodite. And my cousin walked in and I was tearing it up, dude. I was hitting O. It's a quick time event. You gotta play with the controller. It's disgusting. I can't believe they made children do that, man.
Well, oh my God, are you kidding me? Some of the games in the original games, some of them, well, and of course. There's horrible games made by horrible people. And then there's hilariously mean, weird things that you do that you're just like, well, it's just a video game. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you heard of this? I'm going to digress real quickly here.
I'm
have you heard of this documentary as a gamer? You may have. So during lockdown, there was a couple in England who played Grand Theft Auto, one of the Grand Theft Autos, right? And they found, well, the guy played it and his wife was a documentary. She makes documentaries. And she ended up making this documentary because he was in, he's an actor. He was in Grand Theft Auto with his buddy. They're wandering the open world and they find an auditorium and they decide they want to put on Hamlet, the play Hamlet, inside the game.
Right.
And so they put it out there to the massive multiplayer, and the first people who show up, kill them. Really? The next people who show up, audition. And the third, and when they finally, I guess, it's a documentary called Grand Theft Hamlet.
Mm.
And it's in limited release. It's probably playing in Uptown at the art thing. I have not been able to see it. I have been trying to figure out how to see it in Los Angeles, California,
yeah,
where movies matter.
Yeah, that's where they're born. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of, and this is a British couple, but and they made this amazing movie. And I guess I'll wait till it's streaming. But hell's bells, man. I want to see Grand Theft Hamlet so bad.
That would be interesting. Yeah, I've seen a lot of like role playing stuff. There's a lot of GTA role playing going on here.
Oh yeah.
There's like actual gangs and like famous rappers.
Yeah.
And there have been like, so there'll be like a legitimate famous in real life rapper.
Okay.
He will get on GTA on stream and go to a music studio and record a song as the character. And then somebody will just drive by and shoot up the movie or the studio.
That's it.
Right. It happens all the time. They make like girlfriends and stuff like that. Like, and then their girlfriends get shot in a drive by. I've seen it happen.
It's gosh. It's literally Ready Player One.
Yes. Done. It's like the VR stuff people were talking about where they start to dissociate.
Right. Where you're just like, no, you genuinely go look at a tree.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I knew a guy who had lost his mind and, he's dead now.
Minneapolis. That'll happen.
He started getting really into GTA.
Okay.
Online. And I remember he said something chilling once. He goes, there are moments when I'm playing the game where I feel like I'm number one in the world. And there's no like ranking system. It's just him flying around, just doing moves, being like the greatest guy. And he's like, he doesn't feel like that in real life. So it just.
Well, here's the guy that I knew back in the early 90s, mid 90s. I worked at Northern Sun Merchandising, just a hippie t-shirt shop over on East Lake. And there was a guy that I knew. He was a friend of a friend. I met him. I didn't know him, but he was the kind of guy, he wanted to go crazy. So he took like PCP.
He wanted to go crazy?
Yes.
Like
and
a personality,
so,
he was like, I want
to. He wanted to go insane. He also wanted to get a train tattooed around his neck. Choo-choo. And he wanted where his ear was to be the smokestack because he wanted a steam engine. So he went to the tattoo guy and he's like, I'd like you to remove my ear and do that.
And they were like, or he wanted to be crazy?
I think successfully, he might have been crazy before
What I'm saying is it sounds like he already had his. It's like one of those
catches. This is a guy where you're like, and I used to tell the story on stage because I was like, that guy removed his own ear so that he could do that. And nobody put him away. Nobody charged him with anything. And then a tattoo artist actually tattooed around it for him. So, but I couldn't get an abortion if I were in Mississippi. That guy, sometimes people are crazy and, they really want to, they kind of want to lose it.
Hell yeah. Sometimes people are nuts. Yeah.
Sometimes they're like, when you think about like video games, when I first started college, I lost my mind when I went to college because I had never had so much money in my life. It was 1984.
Oh, and the financial aid was probably kicking?
Yeah, it was amazing. I had Pell Grants and I had loans. Mm-hmm. And I spent the first 3 weeks of college, I spent $75 a week on video games.
And they were like $30 back then, yeah?
Well, no, quarters. It was uprights.
Oh my God! You talk about the arcade?
At the arcade.
What the fuck?
Yes. And I literally, you know what sobered me up from
Pac-Man?
On Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man, Dragon's Lair, the Joust. I was
Street Fighter?
Which one?
Street Fighter?
Street Fighter, that was after I got it under control. And I was never a Street Fighter. I was always a Mortal Kombat. 5-button configuration.
Really?
6, yeah. And
I'm a Tekken guy myself.
Oh, Tekken. Holy crap.
Yeah. I like a sidestep. I like a 3D platform. I like highs, lows. I like it,
it was,
all.
My sister loved Tempest, which was just a, it was a dial that you spun to make. And it just... And I don't think she did a lot of drugs, but it just looked like a trip because it was all just geographic.
It's geometric.
Thank you. Geometric. Hey, welcome to the show, better, you guys. And right. Well, but here's the thing is what happened 3 weeks into the semester, I met a guy who told me that he had to drop out of college. He had to drop out of school because he had spent all of his student loans at the arcade.
Yeah, you can't be.
And
doing
I was
that.
Like, okay, and it made me take a step back, and it was really for the best because there was the arcade was on State Street in Madison. It was called Spaceport.
Madison, and, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin. That's where I went to college.
Home of the Comedy on State.
Yeah, that's where I started doing stand up too. It also helped that I started doing stand up.
That's free.
And that's free, as is the booze, and then all of a sudden you got a different kind of problem. Anyway,
yeah. Oh yeah.
So back to Kingdom Hearts though. I want to know about all the where are you going? You're fighting the poacher in Tarzan Land.
Okay, so I'll tell you the game. It's cuz I have the game memorized.
Good.
I have the game memorized. I close my eyes, I see the opening scene. I've been playing, you have to understand, I've been playing Kingdom Hearts, and there's only two of them worth playing. Playing these games, Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2. Kingdom Hearts 3 was an absolute abomination, we can talk about that in a second. The first time I played Kingdom Hearts, I was but a boy. I was 12 years old, maybe.
Right.
I played that game, it had everything I ever needed and things I didn't know I wanted, right? The music, they hired this woman named Utada Hikaru, who is still making money off of these songs. They got this woman, this Japanese woman, to sing like this. It's almost like Enya, but Japanese.
Okay.
And it matches this, like, there's it came out at the perfect time because, like, when you're going through puberty, you have these, like, these weird nostalgic reactions to things that are coming. Like, you're like, I can't wait till, like, I'm going to have to move out soon. I'm going to have to, you know, there's this, like, buildup. And this game had this, like, ethereal feel to it, that life was going to change and be burdensome, but you were going to find new friends and get better. Right. So the game starts. You are on your island, and you keep having these weird dreams about demonic shit.
Oh, man.
Right. Something is like this giant is following you around in these dreams. And you go through these settings. It's called the Hall of Memories or something. And you go through all that. You wake up. Your town is under attack by the demon you were dreaming about.
You
fight him.
Okay.
With no weapons, by the way. You don't have the Keyblade yet. Then, at some point, the Keyblade appears during a moment of duress. You fight him to a standstill.
Okay.
Where he disappears. And as he disappears, you fall into his miasma and disappear with him.
Oh, you get sucked.
Entire, huh?
You get sucked into his world.
Vortex style. You get sucked in. You are now moved to a place where Donald and Goofy are looking for
you. Okay.
Those are the first two people you meet. When you meet them, it's very funny because there's like cute characters throughout the series. Like, you remember Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
Yes.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie are merchants. They are salesmen. And they sell you items. And you sit around. And they sell you the best items. Like elixirs. You can build a sword.
Okay.
They have like these giant wands. They're great.
Okay.
So it's them. You start there. And the first places I think you're allowed to go are Agrabah and Tarzan.
Okay.
Aladdin and Tarzan. I could be wrong. It could be like Beauty and the Beast or something, right?
Right.
You go Tarzan, Beauty and the Beast, and this is the first one. Tarzan, Beauty and the Beast, I think The Little Mermaid. Then you go, what else? Jack's, this is Halloween. What is that?
Nightmare Before Christmas?
Nightmare Before Christmas, you do that. You go halfway between one level and another. You have Olympus as well with Hercules.
Okay.
And halfway between one level and another, you get swallowed up by Pinocchio's whale as well. It's just a giant, it's like Job. Yeah. And then there's a level inside his stomach where you have to free Pinocchio.
Okay.
Yeah. And all this time as well, you have a sort of fraternal relationship with the closest friend to your age on your island.
Okay.
But he starts to go the way of the devil. He starts to...
Oh.
And the whole time you're trying to bring it back.
He gets infected. Yeah.
He gets infected. And the whole time you're like, bro, you got to come back. And then there's this weird jealousy and splitting.
Right.
Because you were chosen by the Keyblade and he wasn't.
Right.
Right. And then it's just the whole time you're chasing him, trying to get your life back together. Meanwhile, Goofy and Donald are watching you die. It's a nightmare. They kidnap your girlfriend because she's one of the seven princesses. It is a nightmare. Yeah.
Wow. So when you go to Beauty and the Beast land, what do you have? Is there they do the library song? They sing about books at all? This is my favorite song.
They have all the music. They have all the rights to the music. So
oh my god,
walking around fighting, and it's orchestral, like dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
And you fight in the ballroom. There's like a special fight in the ballroom. There's a boss fight. Stuff.
That's the teapot?
Mulan level.
Huh? Okay. Mulan, right?
There's a Mulan level that's amazing. You fight the Mongolians. It's great.
As they come over the hill.
Versus like Genghis Khan. It's insane.
Oh my god. That is amazing.
Yeah, you summon Simba on him. Yeah.
What is happening?
By the way, before you continue to
walk me through the entire series of Kingdom Hearts.
I will walk you through everything.
That's it. Ahmed Khalif is Khalaf. Ahmed Khalaf, and Ahmed Unkhalaf is what it is on Instagram. And he has a new album coming out in a month. And Hobbly Hoy? Say it.
Hobbly Hoy.
Hobbly Hoy. I did it. And comic, Minneapolis, find him. Okay, we're back. I did the thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So... You go to Tarzan, you fight the poacher. Beauty and the Beast. Who are you fighting in Beauty and the Beast? Gaston?
No. Beauty and the Beast, what you're doing is you're fighting a man's ego. First thing first. So the castle is overrun with monsters, right?
Okay.
And you want Belle and the Beast to have a relationship, but these monsters are straining the relationship, right?
Matchmaking.
You're trying to obliterate the obstacle, because if she doesn't fall in love with him, he will die. Right?
And he keeps
being angry and trying to protect her. He won't like let her out of the east wing or whatever. So she feels very trapped. So you got to release both of them from this curse, right?
Got it.
There's that. And there's an entire organization that serves. It's essentially what the Freemasons are to the Illuminati. what this organization is to the darkness, right? It's called Organization 13.
And okay.
They send they're like, you know, 007's agency.
Okay.
For evil. So they send the best and brightest
of their agents
to destroy these worlds. Yeah.
Okay.
You better go up against them as well. And they're the Heartless are coming.
So it's monsters, okay, so
the guys that serve them, and then you have to go up against like obviously character egos and stuff like that.
Okay. So, and the character egos are like Jafar and...
Right. You have Jafar, you have Scar, you have Ursula.
Do you ever think that they'll make a Lion King movie from Scar's point of view? I feel like...
They
might have. Maybe that's what I think it is.
Right. It's the newest one. They show them as boys, and they show the truth that Scar was essentially usurped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mufasa is adopted.
So I didn't dream that. I was like,
no, you certainly did not.
Okay,
no, no, no.
There we go. That's what the new movie's about. Okay.
That's what the new movie is.
Yeah.
they should make a movie I saw already.
They should make a movie that they just made.
Yeah,
you guys,
they should.
Have they ever
They're not
made
doing
a movie
anything
about-
at all.
They should make a league of their own. Have you ever? No. Anyway, like a movie about baseball. I was riffing. I went too far on it.
I'm sorry. A League of Their Own. Just wait. I'm not a movies guy. Obviously, I've been playing Kingdom Hearts my whole life.
Just
I don't know.
Right, nonstop. Kingdom Hearts.
I don't
Hearts.
Know anything else. I've never seen anything else.
There are no other moving pictures.
I have no idea.
It's
who's Beethoven?
Right. Who is? And but the so what is? Okay. So. When do you, so the first one, you go to Beauty of the Beast, you go to Tarzan, and what was the other
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I'm getting the guys confused.
Okay.
Because it's not, the levels are confusing. I mean, I could look them up. I should have done some research.
Oh,
but,
that's, yeah, just yeah. Wander around the game and tell me about it.
Yeah.
Because so far, it's fascinating, and I
right.
would
there's
love
Olympus,
to watch you play it.
Oh my God, I'm so good too. Man, I only play critical mode. I'm the man, dude. That's the funnest part, is it? People will tell you it's a game for babies, but then you play on the hardest level, and yeah. It's like one shot and you're dead.
Oh, wow.
From any enemy. From the smallest enemy, like the Goombas in Mario, if that thing hits you three times, you're dead. You're finished. So you got to learn to parry, you got to learn to block, manage your mana, and then you got to set up your characters and have your elixirs and everything. It's like a Japanese RPG with the skin of like a child's game.
And when did you... Yeah. And when did you... When did you start it again? Like, are you in the middle of playing it again right now?
I just got done beating it for like the 18th time, dude. It'll happen. I'll be walking around and I'll just hear that. I'll feel Kingdom Hearts in my chest, and I'll be like, I yearn for the Keyblade. I have to go and
what
download
the key. The Keybling.
The Keyblade. The Keybling.
The Keyblade. I was like, what the hell is the Keybling?
I yearn for the Keyblade.
Right. Just so you know, Ahmed is shouting into the internet, and Patrick Brady is going to have to fix this audio. But he's a genius, so we believe in both of
them.
Patrick Brady. Yeah, Patrick Brady fixes the audio.
Help me,
and,
brother.
Well played. So the when you start again, mm-hmm. what do you – what? And there's obviously probably three levels, right? Beginner, medium, critical?
No, there's beginning, medium. There's easy, hard and then critical, and then proud. No, it's proud mode is the hardest mode. There's four.
Oh,
so you
wow.
have to beat the game on the hardest mode to unlock an even harder mode called proud mode.
Have you ever played proud mode?
Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? I'll show you.
Is proud mode, do you play the bad guy? I hope not.
No. Proud mode is you fight with pride. is it? Every battle you win, there's a sense of accomplishment. That's where the
isn't
pride
there
comes.
Already a sense of accomplishment?
Not like this. I can show you the proud mode. I might download it and beat it on proud mode again. You got me talking about Kingdom Hearts. I don't feel good until I play it again.
Okay, so proud mode, you're doing the same battles.
It's the same story, but way higher intensity. Far more enemies. You do way less damage. Or maybe they keep the damage the same, but the enemies do way more damage.
They have more hit points.
Yeah, that's artificial. I don't think the enemies have more hit points. They do more damage to you. You might have less hit points. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
or they just hit harder? Yeah.
They just hit way harder.
Okay.
And they'll gang up on you,
and
there's like 12.
Okay, so it just, literally, it's just more and harder.
Yeah, it's
and
proud
as a,
mode.
There's proud mode, but there's no twist in the, there's no hubris. You don't have to actually address your own ego.
Oh, you're thinking
ego.
It's like Icarus mode? Yeah, no, you don't. No, you don't. Don't ignore the words of your father. No, there's no Oedipus mode. There's no Greek tragedy here. Are you thinking it's like Luciferian? Like,
yeah, I thought that was like maybe that they had written something else.
It's a different story where you turn your back on your father? Yeah, okay, no. That's not what's happening.
You're flying too close to the sun. Don't
100%. You ignore your father's wisdom? No, that's not what's happening. No,
that's not what's happening. It's just harder, Jackie.
It's just way harder, yeah. Proud mode. That's really funny, dude.
Well, they're calling it proud mode,
100%.
And you're fighting.
You're right.
And you're fighting the ego of some of the bad guys, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So What's the you know those theatrical things that are in between the little
cutscenes?
Yeah, the cutscenes. Yeah. Are there I want there to be amazing cutscenes.
Incredible cutscenes. You already know. Not only are they amazing, they're hilarious. That's, because it's such bad voice acting, and then Goofy's there too.
And why is Goofy not? Because he doesn't
Goofy,
talk,
really.
Because
they make him walk like Goofy. So there's a guy being like, don't do this! You don't have to succumb to darkness! And Goofy's like, whoa. Just walking right by. He burst out into laughter. And then, the best part is Sora is voiced by Haley Joel Osment. So like, there's
oh, wow.
That. Yeah. So the whole time you're playing, you get hit and you hear, and you go, is that freaking Haley Joel Osment?
I did like, not...
He's trying to call his best friend off a ledge. It's Haley right. Joel Osment.
It's the funniest. It's just, that is ridiculous.
I know.
But what, so, and then are there like, what are the cutscenes? Explain, give me some.
Well, the cutscenes are always going to be, okay, so the cutscenes are always going to be a sort of, the best cutscenes in this are when our hero is tested, you know, the classic hero test, like Spider-Man sets where he loses his powers.
Sure.
The hero was in you the whole time, right? When those kind of things happen, our hero has an incredible cutscene. And then there are like wide expanse cutscenes that show all the monsters invading as a horde. And there's incredible, you know, secretive cutscenes where the best is when you see a guy in a hood. King Mickey has infiltrated the evil organization.
Oh.
He's a double agent.
Okay. So he's trying to get to the top so that he can somehow
exactly.
cut his head
he's,
off?
He's
kind
our
of
man
thing?
On the inside.
Okay.
So he has to wear a dark cloak, but it's still Mickey Mouse. He still has the ears, like the silhouette is still Mickey Mouse, but he's wearing like a dark assassin's hood. It's a
right. He's Mickey Mouse as Ronin.
And yeah, he's a rogue Mickey Mouse. He's a rogue state Mickey Mouse. Dark Mickey.
That is insane.
It's insane. That's the best part. So you're saying when I went back to it, so I played it when I was like 12, 13, 14, right?
Right.
Played the shit out of it. 15, 16 and moved on, right? When I was in college, the PlayStation 4 came out, and right. they had Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, like a bundle that you could buy, like a remastered bundle. I've bought every year they come out with a new one. I gotta have the gold new edition. $80 down the toilet. Forget about it.
Right, because it isn't even. Does it change?
I don't want it to change. Don't
no,
change
I know, them. but they you just want to give them $80 more and say different packaging. I want to see it.
I need to have it. I'm so sorry. I'm done now. I will
awesome.
Not buy another Kingdom Hearts except for when 4 comes out. But
right, so
I'm seeing this to the end. They got me hooked.
Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 are good.
Great.
Okay, so at the end of at the end of Kingdom Hearts. He locks himself with the darkness.
Certain.
Right. And then...
And his best friend. So, remember
oh,
I said...
Best... I thought Mickey did. No?
No, Mickey locks himself.
Yeah.
And his best friend, Sora's best friend, who was, like, jealous of him, steps up. Steps up and goes, I'll lock myself in with Mickey here.
Okay.
Because he is, like, closer to the darkness. He goes, this is my problem. You get out of here, kid. You lock us in. And
all right.
So you find your best friend. You guys reunite,
yep.
squash the beef, and then he turns around and walks straight into hell. And
oh, my
it's
God.
The saddest ending ever. Which is like, no! Mickey.
That is so wild when it's a sad ending at the end.
Sad
sometimes
sad.
The victory screens are sometimes just weirdly creepy. You ever play Cruisin' USA? It's an upright driving game.
The car game that sort of goes like, Yeah. Way back.
So the original upright, the original arcade Cruisin' USA is a sit down driving game, and you start in San Francisco.
That's how I played it.
Which one?
I played those at Chuck E. Cheese.
That's it. That's it. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And you start in San Francisco, and you drive. Wait, you might start in L.A. actually, but whatever it is, you drive through the Redwoods. You drive through. Los Angeles, you could see palm trees, and then you end up like in Arizona and you're in Red Rock, you know, you're going through like the arches, like you go through like a half a dozen national parks and then you end up in Chicago and then you go through these different cities. But if you play the whole game, it costs about $10 in quarters. And
wow, they really used to Netflix you guys for video games.
Oh, for sure. Really, you're just like, did you want to continue? You have 10 seconds to find another quarter.
Dude, the countdown is so psychological, man.
Totally.
You're just like, don't get to one. Oh, my God.
And then, but here's the thing. You end up in D.C. Mm. And the game is from 1994, I think. So Bill Clinton is president.
Mm.
And you pull into the White House, and the victory screen is you're on top of the White House, and there's a hot tub.
Hell yeah.
And Bill Clinton is there with bikini ladies.
Yes.
And it is one of the grossest. I mean, it doesn't hold up, is what I'm saying.
I think it holds up a lot, actually. If we're going to be honest here, they were accurate.
Oh, I'm not saying there was inaccuracies. Yeah, I'm just saying it's not what I'm looking for.
It's grotesque, for sure. But they knew exactly. They didn't do Gerald Ford up there. They knew exactly what was going to happen.
They left Carter down with a hammer and a stack of nails.
Yeah, and a house to build.
And a house to build.
Yeah. He's got a foundation to work on.
Right. So, okay. I've digressed us again. So that's the victory screen, is you just them just locking themselves
say
in.
Goodbye to your best friend and King Arthur, essentially. And they do a sacrifice to save the universe. And you lock the door. You lock the door on them and you return. And I believe your girlfriend is safe, Kyrie.
You
kind of fall back to your island. And then there's a cutscene if you beat the game on Proud Mode. There's an additional cutscene that shows you a sneak peek into Kingdom Hearts 3. And I did that when I was 13, 14. I beat the game on Proud. The cut screen happens. They get you all hyped up for Kingdom Hearts 3. And Kingdom Hearts 3 came out 2 years ago, I think.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. And it was piece of shit. It was the worst game I've ever played. They had Instagram on that game.
Yeah.
Like Goofy.
And did you play it all the way through?
Huh?
Living in Hope? Did you play it all the way through, Living in Hope?
I found a solution. So here's what happened. The game, the only reason it's not like I really particularly care about Goofy or Donald or anything.
No.
The reason I played this game was the beautiful fighting mechanics of it. I liked the floaty combat. I liked the air parries. I liked Reflaga. I liked these fun Japanese sort of like timed event parries. It was just interesting.
Okay.
Experience points from blocking attacks. I thought that was so fucking smart. Loved it.
Okay.
Years go by. I'm thinking they're going to up the ante on the gameplay because all of the fans have grown up now. Right?
Right.
So going to make better parry mechanics and all that, they went in the opposite direction. So Disney essentially got a hold of this property.
And dumbed it down.
Dumbed it down bad. So your special attacks were like roller coasters. Like the Disney roller coasters.
Yeah.
The spinny one that has water. And it was all just like attractions. They were trying to sell you Disney on the video. It was an advertisement.
Wow.
The game was an
advertisement. You're just like... Right, because the first game was kind of an advertisement for all of the Disney movies.
The franchise,
but at least
itself.
you got to interact.
Got to interact, exactly. But this was now. It's like the attacks you use. It's like hitting somebody with a churro that costs $12.99. It was like an absolute slap in the face. They had Instagram. The dialogue was awful. They got a guy, I believe, who tried to sound like Haley Joel Osment.
Which was God.
Off-putting.
That is off-putting.
And then the attractions, man, that was the worst part. It's like you're in the middle of a boss fight and you press triangle and you get on like the Tower of Terror.
It was
disgusting, man. It was like a Ferris wheel. It just
so
bad.
That is
it
unfortunate.
It was unplayable. And then I found you go to the hardest mode, Proud Mode, once again, saved my life. You go there, and then you delete the
attractions option.
Oh, so you can do...
Yeah.
You can't do that in regular mode? You can only do that in pro mode?
I don't know. I had to Google how to do it. And I was like, how do I make this game feel like the past? Which is the saddest thing ever. But they definitely showed me how.
They had an option. And I will say that the fact that there's walkthroughs now... I remember when the walkthrough was invented back in the day, pre-walkthrough.
Back in the day, you used to have to read online.
You had to, it was, and before, even before, back then. It was bad. I genuinely called, when I played Final Fantasy II.
But you had to call somebody?
Yeah, you could call the helpline.
Terrible, dude. I wouldn't even, I don't think I have the stomach for that.
It was $2.99 a minute.
No way. Admitting it, being like, I can't do it over the phone.
Yeah, I'm just well. And the thing is, and then the guy that I used to tell the story on. It was about Final Fantasy II. Is I called this guy, or I called the number, and I was like, I have been fighting God for 3 months, and I cannot kill him. And they're like, well, do you have the glass sword? And I was like, yeah, I have the glass sword. And then they're like, well, did you give it to the mutant? And I was like, no. He said, well, do you have a mutant in your party? And I was like, do I sound like an idiot? Yes, I have a mutant in my party. And so he was like, well, give your mutant the glass sword. And it will shatter every time, but it won't shatter. You get to reuse it. And it cost me like $12 to get the answer from this guy.
Yeah, you got robbed, man. I bet the answer was in the game and you weren't even reading.
No, there was, I don't know. Like if I'd gotten like PC Magazine or or whatever, like
or
the Nintendo.
Friend, maybe. Yeah.
Right. I didn't have any friends.
Yeah, and so, that's rough.
I was alone in my video game playing. It was
massive
multiplayer. Yeah.
I used to have cousins. My cousins were the first people to put me on to a lot of this stuff. Like I saw that you had an anime episode.
Oh yeah.
And obviously I'm wearing anime merch just naturally.
What is that one?
This is Dragon Ball Z, right?
Oh, the old Dragon Ball Z.
The classic, dude. Just like, the Beethoven of cartoons.
That's like, who doesn't want to watch a guy just hang in and growl at each other in the sky?
Yeah, dude, go primal.
That's
he
it.
Literally takes his shirt off and howls, and he would. It's the
and
most.
Then there's eating. Then there's so much eating.
There's so much eating, and then it's like being a bad father, too. Like hanging out with your friends while your wife's like, please stop.
Please hang out with your children.
Come on, dude. He can't even fight. I want my son to fight.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So you'll be happy to know that we only have about 5 or 10 minutes here.
Well,
what else you got?
Now we're going to talk about the extended Kingdom Hearts series games, right? Yes, there's Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep, Kingdom Hearts 358, 358 and 2 days, I believe. And then there's another, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to talk about that nonsense.
Wait, did they have Kingdom Hearts for the DS?
They're real, yeah.
Okay.
They go into the future, the past, nonsense.
It's nonsense? It's not as good?
It's nonsense. They jumped, because here's the thing. They didn't have the budget to do three. So they did a ton of like backstory prequel. You know how Disney is.
Right.
If you don't have the money to make a new one, we're going to go back in time and just make
up
something.
Just milk what we got.
Milk the franchise. Yeah, they really milked this franchise bad.
So, but 1 and 2 must have had the same team if they both had the
good.
Yeah.
1 and 2 were so good and so integral to my childhood that I paid $80 pre-order. Before the game came out, I already had the money ready, gave it to him, downloaded it in the middle of the night, woke up at midnight, pressed download, went to sleep, had sweet dreams like, oh my God, I'm going to wake up. For the first time in 20 years, I'm sorry.
When I will wake, it's going to be a new day.
I bought a little weed for myself and rolled it. I had Jimmy John's ready. I hit play. I almost puked, dude. I had to call my friend. I called my buddy. Dude.
You were so excited.
I was so mad at what they'd done to me.
Oh, about PS3, episode 3. Yeah.
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 The newest one hurt me bad.
So, but the first two were so good Do you think that they had the same team working on the writing and the?
Not at all. It's been 20 years. The writing has nothing to do with it. I think the mechanics changed first. So even
between episode one and episode two, the mechanics changed.
The mechanics got better between one and two. Right?
Oh, okay.
And then between two and three, the mechanics became worse than one.
Became worse than one, right.
Yeah.
So how did they change between one and two that got better?
One and two, they added something known as a reaction command, which is you press triangle during certain certain battles or certain like sequences in a fight. You press triangle whilst blocking or something, and you do a reaction command. Say, for example, you block a guy's sword, he drops to his knees, you press triangle, you take advantage of that stagger. And do like a slice. Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, there's a fight I could show you right now. I could boot it up. I'd have to download it again. But it's a Roxas fight. One of the best fights in any game I've ever played.
If I want to watch it on YouTube, what am I looking up?
Here's what you're going to type in. You're going to type in KH2.
KH2.
Roxas Proud Mode.
R-O-X-X-I-S?
R-O-X-A-S. It's Sora with an X in it. It's an anagram. That's okay. A hint. It's like Racer X. That's a hint.
Okay, so KH2 Roxas what?
Proud Mode.
Proud Mode.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I can watch that.
You can watch.
Honestly, I will watch.
It's so good. I'm this close to playing it right now. I think I'm going to download
this close to saying the last 5 minutes of this podcast can fuck itself.
Yeah, I'm this close.
It's okay. So hobbledehoy.
It's a word I read a long time ago in a book. It means awkward or clumsy youth, and it's my first album. So
congrats on that.
Yeah, I figure awkward and clumsy is the way to go. Hey, this isn't going to be the best. I'm green, but I'm ready. I think.
And what's your Instagram?
My Instagram is Ahmed N Kala. So that's my middle name is N. It starts with the letter.
It starts right, and there might be another Ahmed Khalaf.
Yeah, yes, certainly, dude. There's so many. Right.
Yeah, it's so this has been a delight.
Oh,
I don't
thank
know.
You so much.
You got anything that I didn't ask you that?
No.
That was. Been sweet. I remember talking about this a decade ago or so or something, but I tried to play it. But it actually, you know, I don't, we have at least three setups. We have like a PS, we have an Xbox, we have Switches. We got all the things. But I just play on my phone, because I already have a 3 hour game that I play a day. So I don't want to add another. It's going to cut into my productivity.
What do you play?
I play Marvel Puzzle Quest. I've been playing it for 10 years.
Okay. All right.
It's a match three. But it's skin for
it's
Marvel.
A slide. It's like a Candy Crush type.
It's a Candy Crush Bejeweled. But here's the thing. You get new characters all the time. They've gone so deep into the long boxes that you get characters like Dr. Bong, and you're like, why is Dr. Bong in this video game? And Dr. like his power, like you match the crystals to certain colors, fire different powers, right?
Yeah.
And then the power gets fired, and then it empties, and then you have to regain that mana again. And so the animation when they fire their powers, like when Thanos fight initially. 7 years ago, when I was just a couple of years into playing this game, I refused to play bad guys. I was like, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, you had a moral hang up?
Yeah, I had a moral hang up that I had to let go.
Can I digress for a second? I've been playing that Harry Potter game.
Oh, no. Which one?
Hogwarts Legacy.
Okay. I've heard of it.
You play as a student at Hogwarts.
Okay.
You can, there's a quest line where you learn the dark magic curse, like Avada Kedavra, the torture curse. And you know that thing they always say about like, dark magic corrupts the will to soul. You know that? They're 100% right. Because I unlocked one dark magic spell and I was like, who's talking to me? Who said that? Who wants some? Who wants some of this curse? I was losing my mind. I was ready to get into a fight immediately.
That's it. Well, Andy's working on, he's a game designer, right? And so he's actually going to publish, he's hoping to publish this year. He's been working for for, I don't know, 6-7 years, he's been working on this tabletop RPG game, and it's called the Hero Instant.
Lovely.
And it's like D&D, but you make a hero, you make a, you can do superpowers, you make a hero. And I remember asking him, so can you be a supervillain? And he's like, no. No, you cannot be a supervillain. It is up to the game master to create the bad guys. The game master creates the bad guys that you defeat because you are the hero. And it was a little intense, but right. I was like, you're not wrong. And I'm in at least 3 games of the Hero Instant playtesting the fuck out of this thing.
That sounds so fun. I love D&D and tabletop games, man.
Yeah. It's
Baldur's Gate looked fun.
Oh, yeah, that looked really great, too. I have not. Again, I cannot be in any more games.
Right. Marvel's so has games. To go away. You're playing 4 hours of puzzles?
Maybe three.
A nice mid-shift. Nice. Mid-shift. A nice part-time
shift. Right, in between things. And then I also, if I'm on airplane mode, I have a game that I've been playing for probably 15 years off and on, but I got to do it on airplane mode because there's no way to pay money to not get the ads every other.
So right, you have to. I've been there where you're playing right. mobile games.
And you can't. You got to be no internet at all, and it's called Criminal Case. And I have played the steampunk version. I've played the LA surfer version. I've played the gritty Sopranos-y version. I've played the old timey top hat version. I've played.
There's a difference between the Soprano, the L.A.
Right, Soprano one's more East Coast, and you end right. up...
And you played the noir version, is what you're saying.
The noir version is set in Europe in the 50s.
Hey, I tell ya.
It's like this guy. And right now, I'm in the midst of the... Like, I remember the first one where the plot was the Illuminati were actually in... And they were murdering people, and you're just cops solving a murder, and
that's
all that is...
awesome!
The writing on it's epic.
There's this tabletop RPG company. They got in trouble. They released like a LA West Coast version of Dungeons and Dragons. Did you hear about this?
No, maybe, but what is it?
So here's what they got in trouble for. They took physical attributes from certain races and applied them to certain races in the game.
Right.
For example, orcs are very good at basketball.
Sons of bitches.
Yes. And so it was like, hey guys, right. is it a little on the nose here?
A little too much. A little too much Harry Potter and your all the bankers and Harry Potter.
100 exactly. It was exactly that. It was like the dwarves were Mexicans essentially. Like they really nailed it on the head. It was too much. They got in big trouble.
Yeah. It's you could still victimize, I think, ladies. You could still, you could still put ladies in tiny outfits and then, that has yet to be anyone saying, come on, man.
Their overcorrection has been, let's just put guys in tiny outfits.
Right.
It's like, let's just show this guy's dick.
Is Matt Bronger last night did a bit about Gladiator 2, and right. he referenced that the outfits of the gladiators was just like a leather strap mm-hmm. and like a shredded napkin over his middle bits.
That's their compromise. It's like, okay, well, sex sells, so we'll just add dicks to this.
Right.
So I wanted to go watch Nosferatu, right? And then all my friends were like, gotta go see it. he hangs hog in it. You go, what? Yeah. I believe somebody in Nosferatu, the other one was Saltburn. That was huge.
Was there just nakedy men?
I think so, man. I don't know, man. I haven't seen Saltburn.
This late date, I have seen my fair number of naked men, and there's no mystery left. So I'm good.
Yeah, there's not.
There's a show on like Acorn or BritBox called Lydia Poet, and it's an Italian 1920s. She wants to be a lawyer, but she can't be a lawyer because she's a girl. And no girls in Florence get to be lawyers. And so she's fighting the good fight. But anyway, the first episode, you could listen to it dubbed, or you could listen to it with subtitles. And I, of course, would recommend it subtitled.
Just I'm a subtitle guy. I'm an anime guy. You're talking
anime, right?
That's subtitles.
Yeah.
And anybody who does dub to me, that's like a moral flaw. Black character.
Or,
and you're stupid. You ever notice their excuses are always, how am I supposed to read that? What?
Now, the only reason that I would say it's okay to listen to dubbed is if you're trying to clean the house and you've already
even
seen
then,
it.
Turn it on. First turn of all, anime, anything, look at it. Watch it.
Right, it's art. It's art.
Play music. If you're going to play something, play music and clean
the house. Just listen to music and clean the house.
Listen to music. That's what it's for.
Ahmed, you've done vital work. We've gone over several minutes. Let's just tell people that it's called How Will It Do. You do it. You do it.
I got to change the fucking name. It's over, Jackie.
It doesn't matter. They're going to just buy tracks anyway. That's right, by the way. You can stream it next month, but feel free to at least buy a copy. Because there's better money. It's better if you buy a copy and then you can stream it offhand anyway.
Wherever,
Hobbledy-doy? Hobbledy-hoy.
Yeah.
Hobbledy-hoy.
I thought I was like, this is an American word. This is an English term. I think it'll...
Everybody will know it.
Everyone will know it, especially someone as verbose and well-read as
education. I'm not saying I haven't read it. I just say that I don't use it in conversation.
That's fair enough. I was like, Jackie's got this.
You should get Ahmed's Awkward album.
Awkward Clumpy called Boy album.
Awkward.
It's called Awkward Man.
Awkward Man.
Child.
Awkward job. All right. Thank you so much for doing the show.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
All right. And Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay. Oh, my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?